Today's Amud is Beitza Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph. We're holding on Chaf Amud Beis, 11 lines from the bottom, by the two dots, Yibayiluhu. So says the Gemara, Yibayiluhu, L'divrei ha'oimer nedar menudavois ein kraven biyamtif. According to the man the Amar who says that you're not allowed to bring nedar menudavois on yamtif, avar v'shachat mai. What's the halacha? If Lamaisa, a person he shachted his neder or his nedava, what's the halacha? Are you allowed to do the zrikas hadam? After the shechita, typically you're zayrik the dam on the mizbeach. This person wasn't supposed to be, well, he wasn't supposed to be doing the shechita. It's a neder or a nedava. According to the man the Amar, that he's not supposed to be doing this on Yom Tov, let's say he did, what's the halacha now? Are you zayrik the dam on the mizbeach? So says the Gemara, that Rava Amar zayrik as hadam. Rava says that you're allowed to be zarek the dam. Why? Al menas lahatir baser ba'achila. Because there's a tayelas and being zarek the dam, it will make it that now you're allowed to eat the meat. Typically, you're not allowed to eat the meat of the carbon. Let's say it's a shlamim, so you wouldn't be allowed to eat the meat until you're zarek the dam. So said Rava, well, the Chazal gave a heter to be zarek the dam, even though typically there's a shvus, there's an isser de rabbanon to be zarek dam on Yom Tif. It's maybe it's mechzik and mesakin. So you're not allowed to be zarek dam on Yom Tif. Still, over here, says Rava, even though you weren't supposed to be shechted in neder or nedava, once you did, so Chazal gave a heter in order to allow you to eat the meat. Rabbi Baravuna Amar, Rabbi Baravuna says, there's no need to do the zrika just to eat the meat. You could even be zarek as hadam amenas lahakter emurun la'erev. There's even a heter just to be zarek the dam so that you could be makter the sacrificial parts of the carbon, the emurin, at night. Meaning you're not going to be able to do the haktaras emurin on Yom Tif. That would be an Issa D'Araisa, but you'll be able to do that Matzeh Yom Tif. That's only if you're Zarek the Dam now on Yom Tif, otherwise the Dam will become Pasul. So says Rabbi Barav Huna, not just to eat the meat, Chazal even gave a heter to be Zarek the Dam in order so that you could be Makter the Emurin Matzeh Yom Tif. My Beinayu, what's the Nafkamina between Rava and Rabbi Barav Huna in saying that you could be Zarek the Dam, Lahatir Basar Bachila, or that you could even be Zarek the Dam to be Matir the Haktaras Semurim Berev, says the Gemara, Ikabinayu nitma basoy aisha avad. And nafkamina would be if, let's say, the edible parts of the carbon, let's say it becomes tameh or it gets lost. So the Rava, according to Rava, who said that the only heter to be zarek the dam was in order to eat the basar, so lay zarek. In this case, where you're not going to be able to eat the basar, so then you're not allowed to be zarek the dam. There's an issur derabanan. The Rabbi Barav Huna zarek, but according to Rabbi Barav Huna, even if it's not to eat meat, even if it's just to be makter the emurin be'erev, you're allowed to be zarek the dam. So in this case, you'd be allowed to sprinkle the dam on the mizbeach. So machlekes Rava and Rabbi Barav Huna. So now, ask the Gemara Meisve. We have a kasha now. It's going to be a kasha on Rabbi Barav Huna, a raya to Rava, that you see that the zrika sadam is only mutter in order to eat the meat. What's the raya? Because we learned in the brisa. Kiv seyat seres sheshachtan shaloi lishman. So we spoke previously about the bread that gets brought together with the kvasim that are sacrificed on Shavuos. Now we're going to talk about the kvasim, the sheep. So the kvasim, the kivsei atzeres, which were a carbon shlamim, these kvasim that were brought as a shlamim with the shtei alechem on Shavuos, sheshachtan shaloi lishman. Let's say on Yom Tov the kvasim were shechted shaloi lishma, meaning instead of shechting it l'shem a shlamim like it's supposed to be shechted, the person shechted it l'shem or if he shechted it too early before Shavuos or after this man after Shavuos, in all these cases hadam yizarek v'habasar yeyachel. So you sprinkle the dam and you eat the meat. The ikkar that we're bringing is brisa now is now for the hemshach for this next part. Says the brisa v'mhaisa Shabbos. Let's say it was a Shavuos that fell on Shabbos, and this person, he took the Kivsei Atzeres and he shechted them Shaloi Lishman. He shechted it as an Ayla. So now it's Shabbos. It's Yom Tov, it's Shavuos, it's also Shabbos. So now the emphasis is that it's also Shabbos, is that, and therefore, you're not going to be able to eat this meat regardless, even though it's a Shlamim. Being that it's Shabbos, so you're not going to be able to eat the meat because you're not allowed to cook on Shabbos. So then, says the Braisa, lo yizrek. So being that you shechted the carbon not in the proper way. You shechted it as an oila. So therefore, now you're not allowed to be zayrik the dam. You didn't shecht it properly. So this is not the regular zrika. So it's not daicha Shabbos. Normally you would be daicha Shabbos in order to eat the meat. In this case, anyways, you're not going to be allowed to eat the meat. So you're not allowed to be zayrik the dam. V'im zomrak, and if you did, b'di'eved, so l'chadchila, you're not allowed to. If you did, so then b'di'eved hurtza. So then the sprinkling, the zrika works. In what sense? It says the Braisa that al-minas l'hakter imurin l'erev. It works to the extent that now you could be makter the imurin on matzeh yomtiv, matzeh Shabbos. But really, you're not allowed to be zarek the dam. So then that's what the Gemara is medayik now. Im zarek di'eved in l'chadchila loy. It's mashma from the Braisa, it's only b'di'eved. That if you were zarek the dam, so then it works. But l'chadchila, you're not allowed to be zarek the dam. Now why not? So bishlama l'rava, it would make sense according to Rava, that the only time we give a heter to be zarek dam, that was shechted shalike ilchasa, is if you're doing it amenas to eat the basar. So that makes a lot of sense. Bishlama l'rava nicha, it makes sense. Because over here, you're not going to be able to eat the basar, like we said, because it's Shabbos. El Rabba Barav Huna Kasha. But according to Rabba Barav Huna, who says that we give a heter to be zayrik the dam, even if it's just to be makter the emurin ba'erev, so then why not even lechatchila be zayrik the dam in this case? So says the Gemara Kasha. Says the Gemara, it's a good kasha. Or says the Gemara, v'ibayi seimo, I guess you could say a teretz, that's a daichik, but you could say a teretz, that shani shva Shabbos mishvas yomtiv. Now maybe in Echanami, maybe on yomtiv, taka, you're allowed to be zarek the dam, even if it's just to be makter the emurin ba'erev. This brisa, which says that it's aser, it's because this brisa is discussing Shabbos. Shabbos is more chomer than yomtiv. So in Echanami, on Shabbos, Chazal did not give a heter to do the Zrikas Adam, even if it's to be makter the Emurim Be'erev. But typically, on it, if it's just Yom Tif and a carbon was shechtish, like a Hilchasa, like a Neder or a Nedava, Laman Damar, that they're not craving be Yom Tif, so then you're allowed to be Zerik the Dam, even if it's just in order to be makter the Emurim Belaila. Says the Gemara now, Nusagya, Boy Minei, Rav Avya Saba Mirav Huna. Rav Avya Saba, he asked the Shaila from Rav Huna. Behema chatzia shal nachri v'chatzia shal yisro ma'u l'shachta b'yamtif. Let's say you have a yid and a guy who are shutfim and a cow. They own a cow together. And so now the yisro, we'll call him Ruvain. Ruvain wants to eat this meat for a suda on yamtif. Now the question over here is that we mentioned previously that even though there's a heter to do malacha for eichel nefesh on yamtif, you could shecht a cow to eat the meat on Yom Tif, you're not allowed to do melech ha'seichel nefesh for a guy. So now over here, when the person does the shechita on the cow, it's half owned by him, by Reuven, and half owned by the guy. So is he allowed to do the shechita? It's for him, and it's also for a guy. So is that mutar on Yom Tif? Mahu l'shachta b'Yom Tif? So Amar Lei. So Rav Huna responded back to Rav Avya Saba, and he said that it's mutar. So Amar Lei, so that was the shaila that Rav Avya Saba asked from Rav Huna, and Rav Amar Lei and Rav Huna said back it's mutter. So Amar Lei, so Rav Avya Saba said to Rav Huna, he asked the kasha, follow-up kasha, that v'chima bein zel in the dharma nedavis. If so, you're telling me that it's mutter to do the shechita because l'maisa there's some of the animal that goes to the yid. If so, so why is this any different in a neder and in a nedava? How could there be a man da'amar that says that it's aser? Why don't we say it's mutter to do the shechita, it's mutter to bring it as a carbon? Because there's a part of it that you get to eat when it's a shlamim. Shalmi neder and shalmi nedava, we should say it's mutter because there's part of it that you get to eat. Just like you're telling me that the animal that's half owned by the guy is mutter to shecht because you're also eating some of it. So if so, a neder and a nedava, when it's a shlamim, it should be mutter because you're eating some of it. So Amar Lei, so Rav Huna said back to Rav Avya Saba, he said, Orva Parach, that, oh, look at the flying bird over there. So he went off topic, and he was trying to, ignoring the Kasha. Kinafak, Lamaisa, when Rav Huna left, so Amar Lei, Rabba Berei, so Rabba, the son of Rav Huna, Rabba Berei Rav Huna, he said to his father, he said to Rav Huna, why did you ignore Rav Avya Saba's Shailo? Lav hainu Rav Avya Sabia, de mishtakach leimar begave, de mishtabach leimar begave, de gave Rabbahu? Isn't that Rav Avya Saba that you always tell us how great he is? Why are you ignoring his kasha? So Amar Lei, so Rav Huna responded to his son, and he said that And he said to him, "Uma avilei, what am I supposed to do? Ani hayoim, today I feel like this pasuk in Shir Hashirim that Shlomo Melech describes himself as samchuni ba'ashashos, rapduni batapuchem. I feel like that I need something to eat. I need ashishos. I need something to eat. Rapduni batapuchem. I need a bed with apples around it. I need. I'm exhausted. I'm hungry. I'm exhausted. I didn't have time. I didn't have the head to answer Shaila. That's why I didn't answer it." And he was asking me a complicated question. He should have seen that I'm tired and I'm weak, and this wasn't the time to ask me such a deep question the way he asked me. So he should have known better. Now, says the Gemara, and Lamaisa, time am I? And Lamaisa, what's the reason? Meaning, what's the reason why there's a difference between the behema that's half owned by the guy and the nedarim and nedavos? So says the Gemara, because behema chatzis shel nachir v'chatzis shel yisrael, it's mutter l'shachta b'yamtiv. The reason why that's mutter l'shachta on yamtiv is di efsher l'kazayis baser b'lo shchita. It's because, being that there's no such thing as shachting half an animal, so the only way you're going to be able to eat from this animal is if you shacht the entire animal. So since you're trying to eat some of it, so you could shacht the animal. Avo nedarim and nedavos, when it comes to nedarim and nedavos, it's also l'shachtan b'yamtiv. Why? What do you want to tell me? That it should be mutter because you're eating some of it? It's not true. When you eat some of it, it's not because you're shachting it and you get to eat it. D'kayhanim ki kazachu, mishochan gavaya kazachu. I mean, the question is that nedarim and nedavos also it should be mutter to shacht, because even though some of it goes to the mizbeach, but some of it goes to you. The Gemara is saying it's not true. When you shacht the carbon, you get none of it. The pshan is, but you do. We see you get to eat some of it. It's not because you get it. Hashem gets the entire carbon. Then he gives you your chelek. So it's not the pshat that when you shecht the carbon, so some of it goes to Hashem and some of it goes to you. It goes completely. It goes all to Hashem. It's just that by Ashlamim, ki kazachu mishochan gavaya kazachu. Hashem says, come to my table. You could eat some of it. You're allowed to have some of it. But it's not the pshat that you're shechting it for yourself. It's all kulei l'Hashem, and Hashem allows you to have some of it. Memelo, when you shecht a neder and nedava, it's considered like you're not shechting any of it for you. That's why it's different than the case with the animal that's half owned by a guy. When the animal is half owned by a guy, you're allowed to shecht it because it's half owned by you. But when a neder and nedava, you're not allowed to shecht because you're not shechting any of it for yourself. Says the Gemara now another halacha, similar halacha. Amar Rav Chista. Well, first we'll stay with the same halacha. Behema chetzi shel nachir v'chetzi shel yisrael mutter l'shachta b'yamtiv. So this is the same halacha we just spoke out, that if you have an animal that's half owned by a guy and half owned by a yid, you're allowed to shecht it on yamtiv. And Rav Chista gave the explanation that we just said. Di efshar l'kazayis baser b'lo shchita. Because it's impossible for you to get the little bit of meat that you want without shechting the entire animal. Mamela, it's mutter to shecht the whole animal. However, said Rav Chista, Isa, if you have dough, that's chatzi shel nachri v'chatzi shel yisrael, that's half owned by a guy and half owned by a yid, so aser la'afaisa b'yamtif. You're not allowed to bake the whole bowl of dough all in the oven and make challah. You can't bake the entire bowl of dough. And the reason is very simple. The afshir leilim liflaga belisha. Because you could split it up when you need the dough, you could cut the dough in half. You could split the dough in half. The half that's the guy's will be his and you won't cook. And the half that's yours, you could cook. By an animal, you can't split up the animal in half and then only shecht half of it. There's no such thing. So by an animal, you're allowed to shecht even though some of it's going to the guy. But by the dough, there's no reason to allow you to bake the entire batch of challah when half it goes to the guy. Just only bake your half. So therefore, there's a difference between the animal and the bread. Masa Rav Chana Bar Chanilai. As Rav Chana Bar Chanilai, we learned that Isas Kelavim, if you have dough that's set aside for dogs, meaning there's a lot of psilas in it, so it's not really so geschmack for humans, it's dough that's designated to feed the dogs, Bizman Shaharayan Eichlin Mimena, if it's low in bran, it's low in the psilas, so that the shepherds will eat some of it also, so even though it's really the dog bread, but the shepherd will eat some of it, so then the halacha is that it's Chayeves Bechala, it's Chayev and Chala, meaning it's considered bread. It has a shem lechem. It's considered bread, and the Brice over here speaks out many different nafkaminas in the fact that it has a shem lechem, that it's considered bread. Number one is that it's chayeves and afrashas chala. Number two says the gemara ma'arvin ba. You could use it as an eruv. Umishtatvin ba. You could use it for shitufim mevuos. Umivarchin aleha. You could bench on it. Umizamnin aleha. You could make a zimun with it. So it's for all halachic purposes. It's considered bread. And says the Braisa further, v'nefes b'yomtiv, and you could bake it on yomtiv, v'adam yaitzei dechayvasa v'pesach, and you could make matzah out of it, and you could be yaitzei a mitzvah of matzah with this dough, with matzah that's made from this dough. But now, so the Braisa spoke out that you're allowed to bake it on yomtiv. The question is this is really dog dough? And we said before, on the previous Amud, that you're not allowed to do malacha on yomtiv for a dog, for an animal. So now, it's granted, the shepherd's going to eat some of the dough, but most of this dough is made to feed the dogs. So if so, says the Gemara, v'amai, why is it nefes b'yomtiv? Why is the whole bowl of dough mutter to bake on yomtiv? V'af shalei l'mifligah b'lisha, but you could cut it in half. The shepherd could take his chelek and just cook that part. Why is it mutter for him to cook the entire bowl of dough? So says the Gemara, shani isas klavim, hayo v'af shalafaisam b'nevela. Over here, it's different, because being that it's a dog, it's your own pet, you can feed him whatever you want. So if you want, you could say, no one, instead of giving you dough, I'm going to find myself a nevela, and I'm going to feed you the nevela. So because you have this svara of hayol, that it could be, you'll end up feeding you'll find a nevela and feed the dog a nevela, and then you'll end up having all the dough for yourself, so therefore it's mutter to bake all the dough, as opposed to when the dough is half owned by a guy, so then you can't just say, oh, I'm gonna find him a nevela and give it to him. That's up to him. That's his choice to make trades or not to make trades. So therefore you don't have a hayol. But by a dog, you have a hayol that maybe you'll find a nevela to feed the dog, and then you'll end up keeping all the bread for yourself, therefore you're allowed to bake all the bread. So now it comes out, this is all based off of this halachic principle of hayol. So ask the Gemara, umi isle l'Rav Chisda hayol? Does Rav Chisda really hold of hayol? How could you answer the kash on Rav Chisda by using the principle of hayol when Rav Chisda doesn't hold of hayol? V'ha'idmar, we have stated, ha'ayfim yamtiv v'chol. If a person bakes on yamtiv for Tuesday, for a weekday, so Rav Chisda amar like it. Rav Chisda says, and this is talking about in a case where a person already ate his yamtiv suda. So Rav Chisda amar leike, he gets malchus. And Rabba amar eino leike, and Rabba says that he does not get malchus. Rav Chisda amar leike, Rav Chisda says that he gets malchus no matter what, because lo aminan hayo. Umiklai le orchim chazile hashtanami chazile. We don't say that maybe guests will come over and you'll be able to feed it to them. So therefore now it's like you're cooking it letzarech yamtiv. We don't say this svara of hayo. As opposed to Rabba Amarinu Laika Aminan Hayom. So really, just to speak it out outside, Rabba says that if a person bakes on Yom Tov for a Tuesday, for a weekday, he does not get Malkus. Even if he already ate his Suda already, and he doesn't need any bread, still he baked the bread for Tuesday, for a random weekday, he does not get Malkus for baking the bread. But it's not Tzarech Yom Tov, so why doesn't he get Malkus? Rabba subscribes to a svara, a halachic principle of hayo. Hayo, that maybe guests will come over, they're going to need some challah, and I'm going to end up serving them this challah. So being that guests might come over, and I'll end up serving this bread to them, so it's considered when I'm baking, that I'm baking letzarech yomtiv, even though my intentions are to do it for Tuesday. Because of hayo, it's not asur midaraisa, it's still asur midarabanan, but it's not asur midaraisa to cook for Tuesday, and therefore there's no chiyuv malchus. Because Rabba goes like this svara of hayo. However, Rav Chisda doesn't subscribe to Hayol. Rav Chisda said that the person had in mind to bake for Tuesday, the person had his Suda already, so he's not baking for Yom Tov. He gets Malkus. He's Chayiv Malkus. Rav Chisda doesn't subscribe to Hayol. So how could you tell me that the reason why Rav Chisda allows you, he'll tell you that the reason why you're allowed to bake the entire bowl of dough, even though it's made partially for a dog, the reason why you're allowed to bake the whole thing is hayol, maybe you'll find a nevela to feed the dog and you'll end up eating all the dough yourself. Rav Chisda doesn't hold of hayol. So says the Gemara, Ella in a chanami, we could just modify our tarot to drop. Leitema hayol ve'efsher, Ella could go in the isle nevela. The vadai efsher lefaisam b'nevela. The reason why by the case of the Isas Kalavim, it's mutter to cook the entire bowl of dough is not because hayo, maybe you'll end up finding an avela and you'll give the dog the avela and end up eating all the bread for yourself. That's not the pshat. The vad of Rav Chisda doesn't subscribe to hayo. Rather, the pshat is because you have an avela. You already have the avela. It's not hayo, maybe you'll find it. You have an avela. So since you could feed the dog this avela that you have, it's not hayo that maybe something will happen. You have it in front of you. So since you could give the dog the avela, and then you'll end up eating all the dough for yourself, so therefore it's mutter to cook the entire bowl of dough. That's the reason why the Isas Klavim case, we say it's nefes biyamtiv. And it's not like the case of the dough that's half owned by the guy, there you have to cut it in half. So three halachas we mentioned from Rav Chisda. The behema that's half owned by the guy, that you're allowed to shecht, because you can't eat your little bit of meat without shechting the whole animal. Dough, which is half owned by a guy, you're not allowed to bake the entire batch of dough, because there's no reason to, just cut it in half. However, when it comes to Isas Kulavim, and you have an avela in front of you to give to the dogs, so then you could cook the entire bowl of dough.